Betty Shelby has been charged with first-degree felony manslaughter in the killing of Terrence Crutcher. Joining us right now, Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective and a law enforcement expert and Fox News analyst. Thanks for joining us, Rod.
Absolutely. Good to be with you, Larry.
Let's start with the news out of Tulsa. Of course, everyone has seen the video. There still is one nagging thing that I want to know, and that is, what were the officers telling Mr. Crutcher as he was walking away from them? You can't hear what their orders are and what their commands are. Is that a important element of evidence here?
Well, I think it's definitely going to be significant in the totality of the investigation. But at the end of the day, Larry, what's going to happen is you look at the video, and then you have to say to yourself, when that officer, Officer Betty Shelby, decided to use lethal force, was her life or the lives of anyone else in immediate jeopardy? And I think if the answer is no, regardless of what transpired in terms of what was said, if the answer to that question is no, then you have a unjustifiable shooting. Now, I think it's very interesting that they've charged her with first-degree felony manslaughter. Now, some of the listeners may be saying, well, why is that significant? Because you know what that tells me is that for some reason or another, throughout their investigation, they believe that she intentionally took this man's life. In other words, it's not like it's second-degree manslaughter whereby you're reckless, you know, in the performance of your duties. They believe she intentionally took his life. That's where you get first degree from. So I think it'd be interesting when we start hearing all of the facts in this case.
And the distinction between murder and manslaughter, please, Rod Wheeler, for those unclear?
Right. Murder, manslaughter is murder. It's just a different form of murder. But in various jurisdictions, they call it murder. Other jurisdictions, they call it manslaughter. But typically, manslaughter is when you're performing an action as a result of your job or something like that. An act of passion. You don't intend to kill the person, although first-degree manslaughter, there is the element of intent.
Yeah.
So that's the difference right there.
Let me ask you this. You made a statement there, and I just want some clarity on it. You said that at the end of the day, if Officer Shelby's life was not in jeopardy, then it was an unjustifiable killing. What if she believed that her life was in jeopardy?
Right, and that's the question that always comes up with these types of cases. The question is going to come down to whether or not her belief was reasonable. And the term that's used in the courts is prudent. Would a prudent individual believe, based on the facts and the circumstances, that their life was in jeopardy? And that's going to be a question for the courts to decide, whether it's a judge or whether it's a jury trial. The question is, why did she believe that? And if she did believe that, maybe she did believe that, and she pulled the trigger, then maybe it's justifiable. But again, that's got to be something for a jury to decide.
One last question on Tulsa before we turn our sights to Charlotte, and that is basic police procedures. You've seen the video by now, and here's a man outside of his vehicle, hands up, walking away from police officers, both police officers with weapons drawn, or at least at the very least the one officer with a weapon drawn. I think the other officer may have had a taser. Is that standard police operation? I would think if this man is viewed as such a threat that you would have your weapon drawn on him, that you would just want him to get down on the ground at that moment, not walking back away from you toward his vehicle. What do you make of what you saw there?
Well, Officer Shelby, in her statement that's been released so far, the part of her statement, she's saying that she was telling him her commands were for him to get down on the ground. And those were the statements that he failed to comply with. And then because he didn't, you know, comply with her statements, she felt as though her life was in jeopardy. And that's why she decided to use lethal force. But let me just say this real quick, too, Larry. You know, police officers each and every day, and you have a lot of police officers that are listeners to your show, and they'll tell you this. We are in situations every day where people don't comply 10 to 20 times a day. And we can't shoot everybody that just don't comply. We'd be shooting folks all day long. So we do learn other methods to take people down. So this may even come down to a training issue with this officer, Larry.
All right. Let's turn to Charlotte now. The developing story out of that case today is the police chief has announced that he will not be releasing the video, the body cam videos or the dash cam videos of the shooting of Keith Lamont Scott. And I wonder what your first take is of that, Rod Wheeler.
He needs to release the video. Look, three things need to happen. And if you want to stop the rioting in your city, here's what you need to do. One, you need to communicate with your community. You need to communicate with the people that live in your community. The chief has done that. He's been talking ever since this thing occurred. Number two, the investigation needs to be very transparent. Show what you got. You know, it is what it is, so to speak. You just have to show it. And number three, the investigation needs to be fast and swift. And that needs to happen. if you don't show the video, then what's going to happen is people are going to come up with their own narratives in terms of what could have happened. And you know what? In this case with Charlotte, we saw that yesterday because, you know, there was one narrative out there where folks were saying that the guy, the decedent, had a book in his hand. Well, the police chief said he looked at the video and there was no book. The guy had a gun in his hand. Okay, well, people don't believe the police. Okay, well, let's show the video and let's just put that to rest.
Yeah.
But they don't want to show the video. And by not showing that video, I don't think that they're doing themselves a service by not showing it.
Yeah, hard to disagree with that. However, again, just to state the chief's position, he says, first of all, these videos, they don't tell the entire story, number one. Number two, it would be exploitative of Mr. Scott's death to put this out there because apparently it's quite graphic. And thirdly, it doesn't tell the whole story.
Well, the video never tells the whole story, but let me give you a quick contrast and comparison. We were just talking about Tulsa, right? Immediately, the chief of police out there released the video. Did we see any riots in Tulsa? No, because people, we all saw it, what it was. And the chief of police in Tulsa said he feels as though he has a moral and an ethical responsibility to the community that he serves to show everything that they have. I think the chief in Charlotte needs to do the same thing, in my opinion,
Rob, if he
wants the rioting to stop.
I agree. Listen, we're facing our third night tonight. Last night was ugly and horrible for the police down there. Really quickly, we're almost out of time. Bringing in the National Guard, as the governor has, because of the state of emergency, is going to help the matter or make it worse?
I think it's going to help the matter. They only need to be there for a short amount of time until things really quiet down, but I think that they are going to be there to support the local police.
Rod Wheeler, always good to have you to comment on developing stories, and these stories have developed just in the last hour or so. Thank you, sir. Always good.
Good talking to you.